This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. It's 2:42. I'm Celeste Quinn. Singer-songwriter Doug Hoekstra is my guest in this portion of the show. Tomorrow he'll be in town for a performance at Pages for All Ages. It's free, and it's at 7 tomorrow evening. Doug is a Chicago native who now makes his home in Nashville. He's released 6 CDs in the U.S. and in Europe. He's received some very nice attention from music critics here and abroad. His latest CD, Waiting, garnered 3.5 stars this month from the German-language Rolling Stone. Here in the U.S., he won this rave from the Chicago Sun-Times. Fans of Nick Drake and Leonard Cohen will want to check out this new disc. This release shows the artist continuing with introspective lyrics and nuanced melodies delivered in a breathless folk-pop style. Waiting was recorded by Doug Hoekstra at home while he and his wife were waiting for the birth of their son. Let's take a listen to a song from the CD. Here's Nighttime Rain.
Like a branch on the water that's flowing away from my outstretched hand. Grass lines the shore. I take off my shoes and walk some more. Lost in a river of words. I watch a breeze blow away all the stories held. A steady nighttime rain. Years ago, on a dark highway, drove to see my friend. College days, the girl with me had almond eyes. We were lost, looking for things to find. We played pool at his favorite bar. In black and white, he flirted with her, but I didn't mind. Outside, they still remain.
Doug Hoekstra, Nighttime Rain from his new CD, Waiting. Doug, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. To what extent did Waiting for the Baby influence the music on Waiting?
Well, I think it certainly, although the songs were written ahead of time, it certainly influenced how they were recorded because I was there at home and in what would be the baby's room with my recorder and instruments at my disposal and just filling in whatever I could handle myself and do on the spot. So I think that made it a little bit more of an intimate record than in the past.
Yeah, right there in the baby's room.
Absolutely.
How old is your son now?
Well, he's 11 months. He's almost on his first birthday, which is November 4th.
Wow.
Yeah.
And are you singing to him? Of course, yes.
Of course, yeah. It was a funny incident. He's seen me in sound checks and stuff, but he hadn't seen a show until I was up in Chicago, and it was an outdoor show, and so I brought the family, and he noticed everybody applauding, and he was really taken aback by that. So ever since then, if I'm playing around the house and I stop, he gives me a round of applause, which is hilarious.
What a great fan.
Yeah, somebody said, wait till he learns how to heckle, you know?
Well, that's a couple of birthdays down the line, at least. Now, when you're writing the music, do the lyrics come ahead of the music, or does the music come first, or do they come hand in hand?
Well, often for me, you know, I get an idea in terms of a concept or a story, and so a good part of the lyrics will come first, and then they get reworked or not, depending on what kind of music they suggest. But having that lyrical roadmap kind of gives me more, the way I work, more to work on in terms of mood and feel and all those sorts of things. The words seem to suggest melodies and rhythms to me.
Mm. Your songs have been described as 5-minute worlds. You want to talk with us about how you go about creating those little environments?
That's one of my favorite quotes, I must say, you know.
Very nice.
I think there's a lot to be, I think, again, I approach the lyrics kind of like, you know, like poetry or short story, in that I think about I think about setting, and I think about if there's a character in there, what the character might feel in terms of the all the senses, you know, what they might smell and what they might touch, and you know, the kind of colors in the setting, and I think those things kind of help put people in a place where they have a little more to focus on or create. It's almost cinematic, really.
Yeah, yeah. In Nighttime Rain, we have sort of that misty feeling.
Yeah.
You know, misty, foggy, perhaps. A little
okay.
drizzle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mentioned in my introduction that the German language Rolling Stone gave Waiting 3.5 stars.
Yeah.
Yet, you know, I've not really run across much on your work in this country. Has your work caught the notice of the American Rolling Stone?
No. I mean, I've had, you know, I've had a certain amount of whatever independent success here in terms of some channels. It seems like things, people ask me a lot about Europe because I've done a lot over there in England and Germany and the Netherlands and all. And for whatever reason, I think people have responded a little quicker over there to what I do. And I think there's a little more of a, they're a little more drawn to things outside the mass marketing field. So I think it's a little bit easier to get in those outlets like Stone and like major radio and things like that.
Yeah. And it makes me think that maybe the German language Rolling Stone would be a better read.
Well, in that sense, I mean, it is more diverse. I mean, you know, and it's just really like the way they process media over there. It's typical because of the proximity to each other that people will draw on a lot of European media outlets as well as outlets from the States for all their media, for their news and everything. Whereas here, you know, because we're all on one continent, it tends to be, I think, by nature a little more homogenous unless, you know, it's NPR or independent outlets.
Yeah. Have you gotten some attention from NPR?
Yeah, I mean, usually NPR stations have been real real supportive, and I've done, you know, World Cafe and Acoustic Cafe and all those sorts of
right.
independent radio shows, and those are very helpful, and those people have been great.
Yeah. I wonder if you've contacted All Things Considered or Morning Edition or Fresh Air. Or...
Well, you know, it's funny because All Songs Considered did feature this record.
Great.
Their online music thing. And we've been talking to Fresh Air for, I guess, an album or two now, so eventually that'll happen, I think, when the timing is right.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, we had Bob Boylan on our morning talk program this morning on Focus 580, and they played cuts from some of the discs, and I heard it on NPR. What is that the title of it? I heard it on NPR.
And his online show, All Songs Considered. Yeah. He's been great. He's
All
been
Songs
very,
Considered.
Very,
yeah.
yeah, very responsive and very, and he's very tuned in. I mean, he checks everything out. It's the same kind of mentality as overseas. You know, he checks everything out and judges it on his merits as opposed to, you know, how much radio promotion you have.
Tomorrow, you'll no doubt perform material from Waiting at Pages for All Ages.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do other songs?
Oh, yeah, I'll do, you know,
sampling?
A smattering of material from probably my last 3 or 4 records. So, you know, there'll be a cross-section of them. I mean, I tend to kind of let the sets flow depending on the audience. I don't really pre-plan, but, you know, I do know what things generally feel better to play and get better responses, and, you know, that's kind of how I shape the set.
Yeah. What are you working on now?
Well, I'm just kind of gigging around, promoting this record. I'll be going overseas again in January to go to England and do another tour over there because the CD will get its British release. And I've also got a book in the can that I have a deal on that I have to get the manuscript and everything together on, and hopefully that'll be out by next year, too.
What kind of book? What kind of writing?
Well, you know, I write a lot of short stories, but this particular book is a nonfiction work, and it's kind of a combination of personal narrative and study of pop culture, and pop culture figures like hard-boiled detective writers and pop writers like Dylan and Springsteen, and how these things kind of become assimilated into the mainstream, and how I relate to that journey as an artist.
Okay.
So kind of works on several levels, I hope.
Well, when that book comes out, give us a call. We'll have you back on the show.
Oh, fantastic. That'd be great. Yeah, definitely.
Let's wrap up here. I wanted to play another tune from Waiting, and I wanted to play one that the German language Rolling Stone was fond of, and it's called Screwball Comedy.
Oh, thank you.
You want to talk a little bit about that before we play it?
Yeah, you know, it's funny how when you do a record, there's some songs that you just feel are really strong, and then other songs you don't know if they are or not, but they're kind of for you. And I think this is one of those. I've always been a big fan of screwball comedies, you know, the Preston Sturges films and those films with Cary Grant and Barbara Stanwyck and all that. And so I thought I'd write kind of a loopy song, and this character is a little bit hapless and kind of stumbling along like you would in a screwball comedy. And some days when you're on tour, you feel like that, you know? So I thought it would kind of be a nice parallel for those who are getting that double meaning in it. And it was just a fun song because we tried to put a bunch of screwball comedy effects into it. So it was very fun to do.
Doug, thank you so much for talking with us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Doug Hoekstra, his latest CD is Waiting. Here's a tune from the CD, Screwball Comedy.
She's always on her guard. She's the grass beneath the snow, and when she's near, she's far. Well, I can see her in a movie, and it would be black and white, like Barbara Stanwyck on a bandstand, yeah. Sequin dress riding to her thigh. A screwball comedy. Am I destined to be on a train with the cast of characters endlessly? His feet are always moving. He is always on the prowl. He's a calm in the storm and the wind before it howls. And when he heads around the corner, he sees clouds on the rise. He sticks to his destination, yeah. And as he walks, he wonders if it's wise. A screwball comedy.
Screwball comedy from Doug Hoekstra's new CD, Waiting.